Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Child Evangelism Fellowship wins an injunction against an Indiana school district that wanted to charge the Good News Clubs for meeting while not charging the other similar secular organizations. Liberty Counsel represents Child Evangelism Fellowship. We'll talk about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Holly, this case has been going on for some time. Mm-hmm. Child Evangelism Fellowship used to be able to have their Good News Clubs meet in the Indiana School District in the Indianapolis, Indiana region. But for a few years, the school district decided to charge the clubs, and it was too much cost, and they weren't able to meet. So for the past two or so years, the Good News Clubs have not been allowed to meet just because they're being discriminated against on the charges. On the other hand, the Boy Scouts, as an example, along with some others, they can use the facilities at no cost at all. So other similarly situated non-religious groups get one treatment, no cost use, and the Good News Clubs get a different treatment. You have to pay for your use. And we have filed a lawsuit. We tried to resolve this long before the lawsuit with letters and communication. The school district wouldn't budge. We filed a federal lawsuit. Now the federal lower court has ruled in favor of our case, granting an injunction against the unconstitutional policy. But the school district, on the one hand, will temporarily allow Good News Clubs to meet as we begin the new school year. But on the other hand, they're still resisting it, and they're trying to figure out ways to stop this club from meeting.
You know, it's unbelievable, Matt, because these Good News Clubs are only good news for everyone involved. I mean, the administrators that have them on their campuses say these are positive things. They see positive behavior coming out of these children. The parents appreciate it. You know, they only do it with parental consent, so they're not doing anything behind anyone's back. And Child Evangelism Fellowship has ministered to over 20 million kids since they began in 1937. So this is all very positive, but I guess you could see it as a spiritual warfare, these public schools feeling threatened because there's a Christian club on their campus.
Yeah, well, it's obviously some kind of spiritual warfare because it makes no sense for them to want to charge this club, which actually does a lot of benefit.
Absolutely.
You know, we get information and responses from principals and other school administration and staff that these clubs, when they come on campus, they actually are able to see a positive mm-hmm. change in the attitude and behavior of the young boys and girls who attend these clubs. These are K, kindergarten through fifth grade. That's the general age group. It's elementary schools. The children can only attend with the permission of their parent or legal guardian.
Right.
So if a child, a young boy or girl, shows up and they don't have a permission slip, Good News Club's policy from beginning, this is their own internal policy, they won't allow that young boy or girl to meet. They have to have a parent's permission. So it's the parents or the legal guardian that are giving consent for them to attend. And consequently, why would that be a problem when it's the parents and the legal guardian who is involved in making the decision, allowing them to attend?
I don't get it either. But I feel very confident in this. I mean, we have the privilege of representing Child Evangelism Fellowship nationwide and have won in every case so far. So I feel very positive because they do ideally see the positive benefits that having these clubs on their campuses provide.
Yeah, they do. This has been a club, this has been an organization, CEF, that's been established since 1937. And it was established by Reverend Overholtzer, who actually, at the time, going back into the 30s, there was this idea that children were too young to be able to know the gospel and give their life to Jesus. And but he heard an evangelist, a well-known evangelist, speak about a young child given their life to the Lord. And what we now know is that 85% of people who have accepted Jesus have made that first initial decision before the conclusion of their 13th birthday, 85%. Yeah. And that's true through Child Evangelism Fellowship's history. It's also been shown by George Barna's research as well, Transforming Children into Spiritual Champions, I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good club. I mean, it's in the elementary schools. There are thousands of them around the United States. And they promote good character and moral development. They give good stories about biblical characters. They sing Christian songs. They memorize verses and so forth. It is a club that really provides a benefit to the parents and to the young boys and girls, as well as to the school. But they're not only here in the United States on the school campuses. They have the backyard clubs, the five-day clubs. That's oftentimes in the summer. They have different meetings in homes in addition to the public schools. And worldwide, they're in almost every country in the world. They are literally one of the largest. They are no doubt the largest Christian ministry in the world that's in more countries than any other Christian ministry on the planet. And so much of their work is outside the United States because of the magnitude of it. But the good news is here, as we start school in August and going into September, for 2 years or more, there's been a drought
right. In
the Indiana schools. And we're talking about all of these schools within the Indiana School District, the Indiana Metropolitan School District of Pike Township, all of the elementary schools. There have been no Good News Clubs on campus for at least 2 years. But that changes in the fall of 2017.
You know, and that's so exciting. With all the negative things pulling at our youth today, our children today, this is so encouraging that they get a solid, you know, Christian foundation, teaching them character, teaching them all the positive things they need to be able to thrive in today's society that is pulling them down.
It is. I mean, this is something positive. Why would you want to be opposed
Absolutely.
To this?
And it's free, you know?
And it's free. Child Evangelism Fellowship does all of this free. If you want to be involved in making a difference with our young generation, K through 12, which is roughly, you know, 5 through age 12, 13 years of age, I encourage you to get in contact with a Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Club in your community. All the training is there. You can be an assistant. You can be a volunteer. You can pray for the ministry as well. Liberty Council has the privilege of being able to represent CEF around the country, everywhere from one coast to the next. You can contact Liberty Council at 407-875-1776, and we can put you in touch with the Child Evangelism Fellowship International Headquarters that can connect you with a local group that you can ultimately work with, support, and pray for. You know, you drive by elementary schools every day, and these are war zones, if you will. These are places where these young people, some of them have no stable family, ultimately are able to get some positive message. I was talking, for example, to some parents and some other people in Southern California, where they have Good News Clubs throughout the state of California. But there's so much migration moving from one school to the next, where you go from one school that they may have one young boy or young girl that's in several schools within an academic year because of migration, moving around a lot. One of the benefits of the Child Evangelism Fellowship is it gives stability because when they go from one school to the next school, there's the CEF, and it's on the same exact page as the one I just left from my previous school. And there's people there that love and care for this young boy or young girl.
So what's the next step in this particular case? What do we go from here?
Well, the next step here is on the one hand, we got the preliminary injunction against the policy, and therefore the club will meet this fall, which is that's very good. On the other hand, the school district is still not done, and they still, rather than want to settle this case, they want to fight. So they're trying to redouble their efforts to come up with strategies litigation-wise to stop us. So we're going to go back to court in the fall. The school will have the students in the fall, but we're back in court in the fall because they want to slam the door.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Whether this is the law firm or the school district or a combination of both, obviously, at the end of the day, they're wanting to block the Good News Clubs.
And it's the kids that lose out. So we need to pray for these kids and for this whole case.
Yeah, so continue to pray for this case. It's the case of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Indiana versus Indiana Metropolitan School District of Pike Township in Indiana. Continue to pray for this case as we continue to litigate. We're not done with the case. We still have more ground to cover because the school is continuing to resist. But the good news is, for right now, we've got a window of opportunity, and these young boys and girls can meet on campus with the Good News Clubs. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Make a difference. Make a positive contribution to your community and to our nation. Join with Liberty Counsel in your prayers and partner with us financially. All that we do pro bono, free of charge. We couldn't do it without your partnership. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.